Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome back to I'm New Here. I'm your host, Dawn Richardson. And this week, we're closing out our Packing to Unheal series with something I think so many of us have been searching for, fighting for, praying for, or trying to hold on to. Becoming the peace you are looking for. This isn't about forcing peace. It's not about pretending you're unbothered. It's not about keeping the peace at the expense of yourself. This is about finally understanding that peace isn't something someone else gives you. Peace is something you create. Peace is something you reclaim. Peace is something you become. But before we talk about how to become it, let's talk about what peace really is. If you look up the definition of peace, it says, a state of tranquility, freedom from disturbance, and freedom from oppressive thoughts or emotions. And honestly, that definition works. But peace in real life is deeper than that. Real peace is when your insides stop arguing with each other. It's when your spirit is embracing for impact. When your nervous system finally gets the memo that the storm has passed. And when you realize you're no longer waiting for someone's tone, mood, or silence to dictate the rest of your day. Real peace is that moment when you can sit with yourself and think, I'm actually okay. And this didn't come from anyone else but me. That's the kind of peace we're talking about today. The kind that comes from within, not from who you're with, where you are, or what's happening around you. The peace you become. The moment I knew peace wasn't just something I wanted, it was something I was becoming. It wasn't in a therapy session. It wasn't after a big revelation or a special event. It was just a regular, ordinary day. I was home alone, sitting on the couch, drinking a glass of wine, had the music playing in the background, just me. No noise, no tension in the house, no walking on eggshells. No trying to fix, manage, soothe, or anticipate anything. And out of nowhere, as I was sitting there, I realized my body wasn't tense. And for me, that was huge. Because for so long, I had lived in a constant state of being two steps ahead, trying to anticipate somebody else's mood, you know, predicting the day, how the day might shift based on one comment or one look, and tightening myself up so nothing would set anything off. Just, you know, bracing myself for whatever emotional weather I couldn't control. That type of exhaustion sits in your shoulders. You know it. You feel it. Sits in your stomach. It sits in your chest. It just permeates your spirit. You don't even realize how heavy it is until one day it isn't there anymore. And that was the night, sitting on my couch, legs on a coffee table, drinking a glass of wine, music was playing, and I was relaxed. Not tight, not guarded, not preparing for something to go wrong, just stillness. This was maybe 2 weeks after my ex-husband and I officially separated. And instead of feeling lost, I felt this deep, almost unfamiliar sense of calm. Unfamiliar because I hadn't felt it in so long. And then it hit me so quietly. This is peace. Not the kind someone gives you. not the kind you earn by overthinking or overworking, not the peace you tried to negotiate in relationship. This was internal, spiritual. This was mine. When a divorce became final, man, oh my God, that peace expanded. Not because of the paperwork, but because I realized something powerful. The peace I was begging for, the peace that I was looking for externally, was inside me the whole time. I just needed space to hear it. And from that moment, I knew I wasn't just experiencing peace. I was becoming it. A lot of us spend years, decades even, trying to find peace through friendships, people, routine, or control. Why? Because no one taught us that we could create it ourselves. We're taught survival. We're taught silence. We're taught to keep the family peace, to make others comfortable. We're taught to adjust, absorb, compromise, shrink, and endure. And when you come from that type of conditioning, you don't learn how to create peace. You learn how to avoid conflict. That's the difference. There's a difference in that. Avoiding conflict is not peace. Staying quiet is not peace. Overfunctioning is not peace. Walking on eggshells, carrying the emotional labor for someone else, is not peace. Peace is when your soul feels safe inside your body. And a lot of us never had that until now. Becoming peace is subtle. It's not loud. It doesn't always feel triumphant. What does it feel like sometimes? Or what does it look like? Sometimes it looks like not explaining yourself more than once. I always say, if I gotta ask for something more than once, it feels like begging. Choosing distance instead of drama. Letting people misunderstand you and not chasing after the correction. Whatever you think about me or whatever you thought you heard, okay, that's what it is. I'm not explaining myself and I'm not going to correct any misunderstandings. Saying no and not apologizing for it. Resting without guilt and being selective with your access. Everybody should not have access to you. Everybody should not have room or be given the opportunity to disturb your peace. Trusting that calm is not a setup, it's your new standard. Feeling safe in your own presence, feeling comfortable in your own skin is what peace might look like to you. Realizing you don't need constant external validation and understanding that solitude is not loneliness, it's alignment. It's a lifestyle. Peace is a lifestyle. It's not a moment. It's a way you move, a way you speak, a way you decide, the way you breathe, how you exist. What people don't tell you is there comes a price becoming your own peace. You will lose old versions of yourself, old habits, old expectations, old triggers, old relationships, attachments, old identities built around pain. Peace will require you to outgrow what once felt normal. And that can feel lonely. It can feel real lonely at first, but it's a sacred kind of loneliness. It's the kind that makes room for your rebirth. Loneliness is a part of becoming your peace. The alignment that you need. So how do you start becoming peace? Here are a few things that genuinely helped me when I was on my journey to becoming the peace that I was looking for. These are five things I'm going to give you. Five things that I want you to think about. First is listen to your body. Listen to your instinct. I said this before. Listen to your instincts. Trust them. If something or someone makes your body feel tight or heavy, or you feel they're draining, you're being drained, your body is telling you the truth your mind hasn't admitted. Okay. Number two, please protect your energy like it's expensive. We'll protect the things that don't matter most to us, but we will not protect our energy. And you're leaving yourself wide open. Protect your energy like it's expensive, because it is. Number three, create a personal peace ritual. For me, I like candles. I like incense. I play soft music. I take time to journal. Sometimes just to sit in stillness, drink a warm cup of tea. Put yourself into a state of softness on purpose. A softness timeout, if you will. But create a personal peace ritual for yourself. Stop negotiating your boundaries. A boundary you debate is not a boundary. It's a suggestion. 5, give yourself the love you used to beg for. Give yourself the love you used to beg for. Give yourself consistency, care, honesty, comfort. That's peace. If you give those things to yourself, you won't be asking anybody else to give them to you. You won't be begging anyone else to give it to you. Give yourself the love you used to beg for. Consistency, care, honesty, comfort. That's when you start becoming your peace. As you move through the week, I want you to sit with this question. What is the one thing you used to rely on others for that you're now ready to give yourself? Let me hear. Leave a comment. Write it down. Say it loud. Make it your affirmation. Make it your affirmation. Whatever it is. But share it with me. Let us know what it is. This is a therapy for me so we can get through this together. That being said, I want to thank you for joining me today for this final episode of our Unpacking to Heal series. We'll be back next month with a new series. If any of this episode stir deep emotions, please remember you're not alone. You are not alone. You don't have to rush your healing. You don't have to explain your peace. You don't have to earn calm. You are allowed to become it. So I'll see you next week, right back here on I'm New Here.